It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode from our former host, Christian Sager. For a look behind the scenes, two of the writers who wrote these scripts back in the day were also on a future science and technology podcast called Forward Thinking at the time, me and Joe McCormick. So often, conversations we'd have over there would influence the topics we picked for Brainstuff, including this one. Why can helicopter blades look so weird on video?
Hey, Brainstuff, this is Christian Sager. Have you ever noticed that fast-spinning objects like helicopter blades and airplane propellers sometimes look really weird on film and video? Sure, sometimes you can only see a circular blur, but sometimes they appear to be spinning very slowly. Sometimes they also look like they're spinning backward. In very rare cases, they can even look like they're holding still. So what is up with that? Well, when you watch a film or a video, nothing on screen is actually moving. Instead, you're seeing a succession of still images that come so rapidly that your eyes and brain interpret them as continuous motion. With this in mind, we need to look at two different facts about how those images are captured: shutter speed and frame rate. Shutter speed is a measure of how long the camera spends collecting light each time it takes a picture. The longer the film or digital pixel array spends gathering light, the more motion blur we see in the image. Let's say you want to shoot a video of yourself doing some rad throwing knife tricks. If you toss a knife at 10 meters per second and film it at a shutter speed of 1/4 of a second, the knife will travel 2.5 meters while the camera is exposing each frame, coming out as a streaky blur in the final video. But if you shoot the same knife with a shutter speed of 1/1000th of a second, it will only travel 1 centimeter while each picture is taken, meaning the knife will look less blurry in each frame. Now, the same applies to helicopter blades. Long exposures will make the blades look more uniformly blurry. At quicker shutter speeds, strange-looking patterns or even discrete individual blades will begin to appear. The second main factor to consider is frame rate. We can start with a slow motion analogy. Imagine you've got a sundial. The shadow on the dial makes one complete revolution every 24 hours. Now, let's say you take a picture of that sundial exactly once every minute. If you play those pictures in order as a video, you'll see the shadow spinning rapidly around the clock in the normal clockwise direction. If you capture a frame exactly once every 24 hours in this video, the shadow will appear to stand still. And if you take the picture once every 23 hours and 59 minutes, the dial in the video will appear to slowly creep backward. The same principle is at work in videos of helicopter blades, only complicated by greater speed in both the rotation and the frame rate, and by adding more blades. Frame rate is usually expressed in frames per second, or FPS. Imagine you're shooting a 24 FPS video of a helicopter rotor that spins one full rotation every second. In the video, each revolution will thus be broken into 24 frames. You will see the blades rotating normally, just moving 1/24th of their full rotation in each frame. But if the blades spin exactly 24 times each second and you're still shooting at 24 frames per second, each full revolution will be represented by only one frame. The blades will arrive back in their starting place each time the camera captures a frame. So they'll look like they're standing still. But what if you have blades that spin exactly 23 times each second and you're still shooting at 24 FPS? Each frame will capture the blades having just made about 96% of a full rotation. The blades will always be just a little bit behind where they are in the previous frame. Thus, in the final video, the blades will look like they're spinning backwards. But that's not the only way our cameras can trick us. Sometimes propellers and helicopter blades caught on video can look S-shaped or even fragmented. This type of distortion is caused by the method of pixel capture that's used in digital cameras. Most digital video cameras today don't expose the whole frame all at once, but instead sample a single line of pixels at a time and update the frame line by line. This is called a rolling shutter. With a rolling shutter, any object moving extremely fast will be sampled in a way that distorts its shape across the frame, leading to spinning blades that look bent or broken or appear to be hovering separate from the aircraft. In fact, you can try this out on your phone's camera by panning quickly back and forth while you're taking a video. If your camera uses a rolling shutter, the picture will be distorted so that solid objects will appear to bend like rubber or jello as you rotate the lens.
Today's episode was written by Joe McCormick and produced by Tyler Klang. To hear more from Joe, check out his current science show, Stuff to Blow Your Mind. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.